弟兄姊妹，我们今天是我们这一回冬令会最后一节。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Today, this morning will be our last day of our winter conference together.
我们实在是感谢主在这样的时候给我们这样的机会。
Indeed, we thank our Lord all the more for giving us such an opportunity at these times.
那我也感谢弟兄姊妹要邀请我来跟弟兄姊妹交通。
And I want to thank brothers and sisters for the invitation that we can have fellowship together.
我必须在弟兄姊妹面前承认一件事，就是我在这个题目面前，我是fear and tremble， 诚惶诚恐。
I must acknowledge this before brothers and sisters as we fellowship on these topics that I do so with much fear and trembling.
但是我想我们感谢主，我们今天来到第四天，我们听了我们弟兄说到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的例子。
And as we come to the fourth day of the conference, we have heard our brother share with us concerning the examples of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我们也交通到摩西、大卫和以赛亚。
And we have also mentioned other individuals like Moses and David and Isaiah.
那我们心里都明白，神的意思不是让他的义、他的荣耀就停在这些前辈的弟兄们里面。
We know then the desire of God not only remains on the saints who were before us.
乃是为了你，乃是为了我。
But it is also for you and for me.
我们感谢主，在人还没有知道任何事情的时候，他们就知道是从天上，是诸天表明神的公义。
We know that even before we knew him or knew of anything, that it was the heavens who have made known, declare his manifold righteousness.
这历史历代的人，生在地上的人，他们心里都有一个渴望，就是天上让我们看见这个义。
And all those who are born have existence, we have a longing in our heart to look up and see all this righteousness that's displayed in the heavens.
那当人往上看的时候，就看到神的义，说不出来，但是他们看到神的义，然后心里就发出赞美。
When we look up, naturally we will see his splendor on display and his righteousness, though we cannot express it, but that awe within us is we are in awe.
就这是我们刚才说过的这些人，所有的这些人，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、摩西、大卫、以赛亚，是这些都是这些人的经历。
And all these individuals we mentioned, whether it is Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, David, or Isaiah, this is their experience as well.
那感谢主，那你若是问他们，我想他们说不出来，不一定说得出来神的义到底是什么。
Now, perhaps if you ask these individuals, how do you substantially express what the righteousness of God, they may not be able to do so.
但是他们都摸到这神是这一位信实的神，他从来不说谎。
But they have all touched upon the fact that God is a faithful God who lies not.
那神跟人立约，不但立约，他守约，施慈爱。
And not only is a God, he is a God of covenant who makes the covenant, who keeps the covenant, he is also a God of loving kindness and mercy.
他跟我们的约，他出一切的代价。
And the covenant which he has initiated and kept for us, he is alone paid all the price.
他要求我们的公义，里头有他极大的慈爱。
In the requirement of his righteousness upon us, there is much love.
当我们想他神对我们的意念，我们就发觉他的意念永远是良善的。
And when we consider his intentions toward us, it is always good.
那当我们想到他有一个旨意，那个旨意是大于我，大于你，是大于一切的人，那个旨意是纯全可喜悦的，
And when we consider the will of God, it is so great, greater than you and I, than all. And that will is good and acceptable and pleasing.
那我们今天读过圣经的人，我们知道，当年亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，当年摩西、大卫和以赛亚，他们没有圣经可以读的，但是这是他们心里的感觉。
Of course, we have the scriptures now, and for those individuals who mentioned Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Moses, David, and Isaiah, they did not have the scriptures, but they knew in their heart.
那有一天奇妙的事情发生了，那就是神的儿子来了。
And one day, this wonderful event took place, that is, the Son of God has come.
这位神的儿子就是在他们生命的里面，他们心里所等待的那一位。
And the Son of God is the very one that they have been longing for in their hearts.
在亚伯拉罕的心里，他说这是那一位后裔。
And in the heart of Abraham, it is the son to him is the heir, capital T.
那这一位摩西，那这一位神的儿子，就是他心里所向往的那一位先知。
And for Moses,This is that prophet that he is longing for in his heart.
对于大卫，他是那一位ruler, righteous, 公义的治理者。
And for David, the son is that righteous ruler that is in his heart.
对于以赛亚，那他是对以赛亚来说，那是那一位将要来的 my servant.
And to
我的仆人。
In Isaiah, it is the one that is to come in his heart and is my servant, which God says.
对，神的，我的仆人，神说的我的仆人。
And it is God who said, this is my servant.
而且是神说是那一位救赎主要来到锡安。
And it is that Redeemer that God said shall come to Zion.
感谢主，这一位神的儿子来了，耶稣。
And we thank God, this is Jesus Christ, who has come, the Son of God.
他来把所有以前的人心里的盼望答案带来了。
And he has come, who is the hope of all men, and he has brought that promise to us.
那当比如说当约伯说人在神的面前怎么可以成为义呢？
As we mentioned, as Job said, how can man be just, be right with God?
当耶稣来的时候，他就给这个问题做了一个彻底的回答。
And when Jesus came, he gave a thorough answer to this very question.
他自己就是这个 answer.
And the Lord Jesus himself is the answer.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹，我们是多么一个 blessed 的 people。的人。
So brothers and sisters, how blessed are we?
我们主耶稣把过去人一切的盼望，神的义拿来，放在我们里面。
And this is the hope of all men that the Lord Jesus Christ who brought this promise of God to us.
那把这个神所说的义，神所要给人的这个荣耀，主耶稣都拿来。放在我们的里面，借着他的生命放在我们的里面。
And it is the Lord Jesus who have brought this righteousness of God, this glory of God, and placed it right in us.
那感谢主，这个是主所成就的，主耶稣所成就的。
And this is what our Lord Jesus Christ himself has done.
但是感谢主，他有一些门徒，这些门徒忠心，这些门徒一生就是过这样的日子。
And we thank the Lord, he has disciples, and his disciples are faithful, and this is how they have spent all their days.
对，那然后呢，他们就给我们在圣经里面的书信里面描述出一条路。
And throughout then the epistles which are left to us, they have described this way for us.
这条路呢，回头想想，就是当年大卫所说的，神耶和华根据他的名引导我走的那条义路。
And this way that's shown to us in the epistles is the very same path which David mentioned to us, that is the path of righteousness.
感谢主，我们跟着这个，若是跟着这条路走，到结果是怎么样呢？
We thank the Lord, if we were to go on and follow this path, what would the end be?
那神不但是称我们为义，而且神让我们成为他的义。
And not only if we follow this way, not only will God justify us, call us righteous, but we have become His righteousness.
我们一生可能会经过十字架。
Perhaps throughout our life, we'll go through the cross.
我应该说我们的一生一定经过十字架。
I actually should put it this way, we must go through the cross in our life.
那我们的一生也被圣灵所带领。
And throughout our life, we are led of the Spirit.
可是到最后，神说，他说，我们这些人居然成为神的义。
At the end, unimaginable to us, but God would say that we have become His righteousness.
对，不但神说我们是义，而且神说我们是他的义。
And not only have we been made righteous, but also God calls us His righteousness.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们怎么想也想不透的事。
Brothers and sisters, this is something that is just unfathomable and unimaginable for us.
但是感谢主，这就是我们这位耶稣来所成就的事。
But we thank the Lord, this is exactly what the Lord Jesus has come and accomplished.
神的荣耀在人来说是何等的遥远。
The glory of God seems to man so, so far away.
是这么样的遥远，是神是这么样的公义，这么样的崇高，这么样的慈爱，这么样的荣耀。
So far removed from us, it is unattainable seemingly, because He is so high, He is so glorious, so righteous, so honorable.
怎么可能是变成我们的？怎么我们可以能够彰显这样的一个 noble 的情形呢？
Now, how could it be that it would come upon us, and we are the very ones who is able to manifest, display such a noble matter?
那别人看到我们，就好像别人看见了神的荣耀一样。
As if others, when they see us, they see the very glory of God.
怎么可能呢？
How could this be?
感谢主，这就是我们主耶稣来成就的事。
We thank God, this is exactly what our Lord Jesus Christ has come and accomplished.
可是弟兄姊妹，神的美意不叫我们自己只成为义，只成为荣耀，神的彰显神的荣耀而已。
Yet, brothers and sisters, the good will of God not merely wants us to become His righteousness and to display His glory.
神有更远、更了不起的事情，他是要期待在我们身上。
The will of God is even far greater with His expectation which He has upon us.
我们记得亚伯拉罕的事情，创世纪十二章，神说亚伯拉罕，我要祝福你，然后他说我要让你成为别人的祝福。
We recall the experience of Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 when God tells Abraham, Abram,I will bless you, but I will also make you a blessing to others.
是，弟兄姊妹，记得，他要亚伯拉罕成为别人的祝福。
So brothers and sisters, remember that Abram was to be a blessing to others as well.
那当他的儿子献上，神还给他儿子之后，神说，地上的万国都要因你的后裔而得福。
And when Abraham offered up Isaac and God accepted the offering and returned Isaac back to Abraham, he said that his seed will be a blessing to all nations.
所以我给你和你的家的祝福是要为了地上的万国。
Therefore, the blessing which I have blessed you and your house with is to be a blessing to all nations.
那神跟摩西说，你去跟法老说，以色列是我的儿子，是我的长子。
And when God told Moses to tell Pharaoh that Israel is my son and Israel is my firstborn.
儿子是说神爱他。
A son expresses the fact that God loves the son.
长子是神给他责任。
And as a firstborn, it is the responsibility that is laid upon him.
你进了迦南之后，你要让地上的万国，你要让 nations 能够 蒙福。
And when you enter into the promised land, Canaan, you are to be a blessing to all nations.
别人看到你们，别人要看见我。
When others see you, they are to see me.
你们要做我的代表，你们要做我的见证。
And you are to be my representatives, you are my testimony.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个是神对我们的期望。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the expectation which God has for us.
神要我们从我们自己出来，成为别人的祝福。
And God desires for us to come out of ourselves to be a blessing for others.
当摩西说到神的义的时候，
And when Moses spoke about the righteousness of God,
摩西在生命记大概是第四章还是第六章，摩西说，他说，你们的义是什么呢？你们的义是守神的诫命。
And I think it was in Deuteronomy chapter 4 or 6, he told the Israelites, what is your righteousness? It is to keep the law, the commandment of God.
但是在生命记24章，摩西说，你们的义是什么呢？你们的义是要还穷人的当头。
I'm sorry.
To pay for the 当头， you know, 当头。是 ransom 什么东西
pledge
okay thank you that your righteousness is to pay for the pledge of the poor
对弟兄姊妹什么意思穷人 人家穷了人家说我给你我把我的衣服给你请你给我一点钱好让我今天可以过日子
So for example, the illustration is that I am poor and needy now, so I will give you my coat and I will have my daily expenses for my living.
就像我们今天所说的这个 pawn shop, 就是这个当铺一样。
It is likened to a pawn shop that we have understand today.
可是摩西说，可是呢，到晚上啊，这个人没衣服穿了，没有衣服盖啊，他会冷的。
But Moses said that if you keep his coat, yet at night when it is cold, and he does not have a coat.
所以你到晚上，你要把他的衣服还他。
So you have to return his coat, his garment back unto him at night.
这个是你们的义。
And that would be your righteousness.
所以摩西的话是什么意思？摩西的话一面就要让我们看见神的公义，他是一个 judge， 另外一方面。他要我们看见，我们心里要有慈爱。
Therefore, on the one hand, when Moses says that we are to be the righteous, this is our righteousness, is that God is the judge, but also within our actions there is love.
所以这个神的义，一面是神的要求，另外是神的慈爱。
Therefore, we can see this righteousness of God. Yes, on the one aspect, there is a requirement and expectation, but it is also, there is love within it.
所以当弥迦写弥迦书第六章第八节，一句话我们都很熟悉的。
We are very familiar with these words in Micah chapter 6, verse 8.
耶和华向你们要的是什么呢？
O man, what is it that the Lord God requires of thee?
不过是要你们行公义，好怜悯，存着谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
It is for you to do rightly, to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神告诉我们说，你不但是要行公义，你还要好怜悯。
So brothers and sisters, the Lord tells us not only do we have to do rightly, but we also must love mercy.
若是我们一生活只是为了自己的好处，为了自己的一切的话，那我们是 miss 神所要的义。
So if we only live for ourselves and live for our own goodness, then we miss exactly that righteousness of God.
神所要的是不但是行公义，还要好怜悯。
But what God requires of us is not only to do justly, to do rightly, but to also love mercy.
所以感谢主，当使徒保罗写完了这个第八章，他给我们的这带出来的这条路啊，没有停在那里。
So as Paul tells us, when he is writing the epistles, he does not only remain at that point.
对，没有说你 你神给让你成为义，神把他的荣耀给你，他没有停在那里。
So not does Paul only remain that God has given us righteousness and glory.
然后第罗马书十二章，他说：“弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。”
And so Paul continues from Romans chapter 8 to Romans 12. He says, "I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to offer up your bodies as a living sacrifice."
什么意思？就是从现在开始，你不要只为自己活了。
What does that mean? That means from this point on, you do not live for yourselves.
神给你的义，神给你的荣耀，不是只为你自己的。
The glory and righteousness which God has given unto you is not only for you.
那神要靠着神的慈悲，神，我劝你们把身体献上，当作 living sacrifice.
It is by the mercies of God.But I urge you, brethren, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice.
我是活的，但是我已经献给神了。
I am living, but I have offered myself to God as a living sacrifice.
就像亚伯拉罕的时候，我的儿子还给我了，但是我的儿子已经献给神了。
Just as God returned Isaac to Abraham, but he was offered to God as a living sacrifice.
罗马书十二章第一节，他说这个是圣洁的，这是神所喜悦的，你们如此行，如此侍奉是理所当然的。
In Romans verse 1, that this sacrifice to God is holy and acceptable, and it is a reasonable spiritual service of worship.
是，所以当我们把我们自己献给神的时候，神就是你是神所喜悦的。
And so when we do offer ourselves in this way to God, it is acceptable, pleasing to Him.
对，当神看到我们把我们自己献上当作活祭的时候，神心中是何等的喜悦。
Yes, when we do offer ourselves willingly to God in this way as a living sacrifice, how pleased, how acceptable it is in His heart.
我想神喜悦并不是因为他得到了你，不是的。他心里喜悦是因为你走对了。
And the fact that God is so delighted in such pleasure is not because he has gained us, we have given ourselves to him, but he delights for us that now we have walked on the right way.
对，好了，那这一句的下面呢，就是说，哦，我们要心意更新而变化。
And
查验神何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Goes on in verse 2 then, it says that we will be transformed by the renewing of our mind to prove what is that good and acceptable and pleasing will of God.
对，不要效法这个世界。
And be not conformed to this world.
那心意更新而变化。
But that by the renewing of our minds, we are transformed.
是，让我们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
That we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
弟兄姊妹，善良、纯全，它这个 pleasing 是 pleasing 谁呢？
So brothers and sisters, when it says it is a pleasing will of God, pleasing who?
弟兄姊妹，这个 pleasing, 第二个 pleasing 是 pleasing 我自己。
Brothers and sisters, there's two pleasings in verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 2 says, this pleasing will of God now is pleasing to me.
对，第一个 pleasing 是 pleasing to God, 就是神看了神喜悦。
So the first pleasing when we offer ourselves, it is pleasing to God. He sees it and he is pleased.
那第二个 pleasing 是当我们心意更新而变化的时候，当我们知道神的旨意的时候，我们说，主啊，神的旨意太好了。
So、
对我来说，你的旨意太好了。
So the second pleasing is now when we have done so, offered ourselves, and we are renewed, and our minds are transformed, we find out, we prove, God, your will is so good, it is so good for me, it is indeed pleasing to me.
每一次我想到你的旨意，我心里就喜悦。
And at the very thought of your will, it is so pleasing to me.
每一次我想到你的旨意，我的痛苦都没有了。
And at the very thought of your will for me, all my sorrows are gone.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹， 这句话把我们从我们自己里面带出来。
Dear brothers and sisters, these words will deliver us from ourselves.
我们原来感谢主，神让我们成为他的义，神也让我们基本居然让我们成为他的荣耀。
We praise and thank the Lord that he would have given us his righteousness and glory and made us his righteousness and glory.
但是现在神把我们从我们自己里面带出来。
Now God delivers us out of ourselves.
当我们想到神的旨意的时候，我们心里居然喜悦。
And when we consider the very thought of the will of God, how pleasing it is to us.
所以当亚伯拉罕想到神啊，你让我不要在埃及堕落下去，神啊，你是对的。
And when Abraham considered, God, you did not want me to continue to be corrupt and fall in Egypt and brought me out. You are right.
神啊，你第一次我给你一个儿子，你觉得儿子不是的，你要让我再生一个儿子，你是对的。
And God, I have my son in my own way, and you said it is not the son you're after, and I had another son. God, you are right.
神啊，我有一个好儿子，是你喜欢的，也是我喜欢的，但是你要让我把儿子献上，你是对的。
God, you have given me a son, and this is the son that you're after, and he is a good son. Yet you want me to offer him up, and you are right.
当摩西看到神不让60万的百姓进迦南，摩西觉得神啊，你是对的。
And when God would not allow for the 600 male to enter into Canaan, Moses can only say, God, you are right.
当大卫犯了罪，神惩罚他，大卫说，神啊，你是对的。
And when David had sinned and God disciplined him, David says, God, you are right.
可是神啊，你不要忘记，西安是你的。耶路撒冷是你的，百姓是你的。
God, do remember that Zion is yours, Jerusalem is yours, and the people are yours.
所以主啊，求你还是要善待西安。
Lord, do in your good pleasure to Zion.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神的旨意把我们从我们自己里头释放出来。
Brothers and sisters, the will of God frees us, delivers us from ourselves.
可当然这有一个条件，条件是我们弟兄说了那么多次，我们要看到那个祭坛，我们要愿意把自己献上当作活祭。
Of course, there's a requirement and a condition, as our brother shared many times with us, we must see the altar, and we must be willing to place ourselves on that altar.
今天早上，我想，你知道有一个唱歌的一个姊妹，写诗歌的姊妹叫做 Fanny Crosby。
Now, you know, there is a sister who writes many hymns, Fanny Crosby.
那据我所知道 ,Fanny Crosby 很小的时候眼睛就瞎了。
And as far as we know, that even at a very young age, Fanny Crosby was blind.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们没有眼睛没有瞎的人，我们不知道瞎是怎么回事。你真正瞎了就知道什么都没有了。
Now, of course, for us who have our sight, we cannot understand that, but she lost her sight.
但是Fanny Crosby 走下去写好多诗歌。
Yet Fanny Crosby went on and wrote many wonderful hymns.
To God be the glory.
One of them, To God be the glory.
我刚才话怎么说的？中文叫做什么？中文叫做荣耀归给真神。
To God be the glory, to the true God.
神啊，你容许我的眼睛瞎了。
God, you have allowed for my eyes to be blind.
但是荣耀归给真神。
Yet, glory to God on high.
这亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们把我们自己献给神当作活祭的时候，我们就从我们自己里头出来了。
Brothers and sisters, when we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to God, we will be delivered from ourselves, our circumstances.
那神的旨意是何等的美好。
God's will is so pleasing and good.
虽然我眼睛瞎了，我还要赞美我的神。
Though I lost my sight, yet I shall still praise him.
感谢主。所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们唱荣耀归给真神，我们唱这个在你的十字架底下我们看见你的荣耀，这都是 Fanny Crosby 写的。
And so, these songs that we glory to God on high, that I see thy glory beneath the cross, all these wonderful hymns are written by our sister, Fanny Crosby.
弟兄姊妹，我们经过难处，痛苦是非常痛苦的。
Our brothers and sisters, when we go through difficulty, those challenges are extremely painful.
但是当我们的眼睛看见我们原来是一个奉献的人，我们原来是身体献上当作活祭了。
But yet when we consider if I am truly a living sacrifice and I have offered myself up on the altar,
那我的心意已经更新而变化了。
Then I have been transformed by the renewing of my mind.
神的旨意以前让我看来可怕的，现在让我心里看来是我心里所喜悦的。
What was so frightening for me before concerning the will of God, now I prove it is indeed good and pleasing.
所以感谢主，这个是当我们想到神给我们这一条义路，这个义路不停在罗马书第八章，这个义路还带我们到罗马书第十二章。
So we praise and thank God this path of righteousness which he has placed before us not only stops at Romans chapter 8, but it goes on to Romans chapter 12.
所以当我们罗马书十二章继续读下去的时候，就知道就让我们看见神的教会。
But when we read Romans chapter 12, we can see then the church of God.
对，基督的身体。
We can see that body of Christ.
我们实在是感谢主。
And indeed, we thank our Lord.
所以今天我想最后还有，我感谢主，我们还有45分钟的时间，我想跟弟兄姊妹交通这个腓拉铁腓。
Thank the Lord, we still have 45 minutes, and I want to continue on to share on the Church of Philadelphia.
对，那弟兄姊妹我也不读了哈，我们等等我们一面讲一面读就好了。
We won't read the passages, brothers and sisters, but as I share, I will refer to those passages.
你知道在启示录后面，启示录讲了七个教会。
You know, in the book of Revelation, it shares with us concerning seven churches.
我只要提两个，一个是以弗所，一个是腓拉铁腓。
I will mention two of those churches. One is the church of Ephesus, and the other is the church at Philadelphia.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在回头想想，以弗所教会可能是我们今天最像的。
I would want to mention then the church that today we're most likened to.
对，我们常常觉得感谢主，主给我们有带领，我们有他的话，那我们有他的教导，那我们什么事都按照主带领的做。
And so we feel today we have the teaching of the Lord and the guidance of the Lord, and we have His word, and so we follow accordingly.
可是很奇妙的事情到了。那个启示录里头，那我们这一位升天的主说呀，对着以弗所说，以弗所教会说，你们有什么都有，但是你们缺了一样，你把起初的爱离开了。
Now when our ascended Lord says concerning his churches, and he says to the church of Ephesus, you have many things, you have all things, but there's one thing which you lack.
对。
First love.
对，你已经离开了你起初的爱。
And you have departed away from your first love.
同时呢，你还有你起初的工作，你现在把你的起初的工作呢，你也忘掉了。
And you have forgotten also your first works.
对，你如果不回到你起初的工作或者起初的行为的话，那我要把你的灯台挪掉。
And if you do not return to your first love and your first works, I will come and remove your lampstand from you.
什么叫做把灯台挪开呢？
What does it mean to remove that lampstand?
就是你从现在开始你不代表我了。
In other words, then from this point on, no longer do you represent me.
所以弟兄姊妹，他们以前有个起初的爱，有个起初的工作。
Well, brothers and sisters, at first, the Church of Ephesus had the first love and the first works.
使徒行传第二十章说到使徒保罗刚刚到以弗所的时候。
And in Acts chapter 12, when the Apostle Paul tells us when he was at Ephesus.
20.
Acts chapter 20, when he was at Ephesus.
对，主要两件事。
There was two things that Paul mentioned.
一件事呢是使徒保罗说，他说神一切的旨意我没有避讳不说的。
Now, Paul tells them that I have not shunned from, I have not shrunk back from making known to you the all the counsel of God.
是，就是说神，我们今天说起来用他后来所说的话，就是神永远的旨意，我没有一点不向你说的。
So using the words we're familiar with now is that eternal will of God. Paul says, I did not shrink back, I did not shun from telling you all of that.
其实说实话，感谢主，那个之后差不多五年以后，使徒保罗才写以弗所书。
Now we thank the Lord. Now, in the timeline, as we understand it, Paul said that, but it was 5 years later that he wrote, the book of Ephesians.
我心里想，在这个五年当中，使徒保罗对以弗所的弟兄姊妹，他一直是在观察的。
And so in my heart, I'm imagining that within these 5 years before he wrote the book, he continues to look upon them and observe them.
我想他一定觉得我们这个以弗所的弟兄姊妹啊，他们同意了，他们心里对这个神永远的旨意没有抵挡。
I would perceive that Paul observed the brethren in Ephesus and say, oh, they have agreed and there's no hindrance for them concerning the will of God.
那我想要不然的话，这使徒保罗五年之后，他这个以弗所书可能他心里写不下来了。
Otherwise, perhaps in the upcoming 5 years, it would be difficult for God, for Paul to write this book to them.
那另外一件事呢，是使徒保罗说的，他说我在你们中间三年之久，那昼夜不断地劝告你们，流着泪。
And Paul continues to tell them in Acts 20 that for the space of 3.5 years, I've continued to admonish you day and night with tears.
那弟兄姊妹，我常常想，那使徒保罗他说啊，不但说是昼夜，而且说是哀家，这家完了到那家到那一家。
And so it's not only day and night, but house by house, from this house to that house.
那我真的我常常想，我说使徒保罗真的来我家，来一天还可以，来个两三天，两三晚上来我受不了了。
And I would think to myself, well, if the Apostle Paul were to visit my house for one day, oh, that's great. But if he continued to come day and night, second day and third day, I probably can't take it.
为什么呢？因为他一定告诉我说，神要叫你是神对你的好意是要这样的，可是你的生活呢是那样的。
They probably would tell me, well, this is God's desire and will for you in this way, but this is the way that you're living the other way.
那我心里不高兴呢，他还流眼泪。
No, I'm unhappy, but he is telling me with tears.
那这是弟兄姊妹，没有多久啊，那你可能就要请使徒保罗到别地方去了。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps not long after this, we will like to invite Apostle Paul to go elsewhere.
Yeah, 可能在 San Bruno, 那使徒保罗在我们这边待了三个月，我们受不了了，我们就跟他说，就是弟兄啊，你说不定应该到旧金山去，旧金山他们需要你。
So we probably tell Apostle Paul, well, Apostle Paul, you've been in San Bruno for a few months now, that's wonderful, but I think that they need you there in San Francisco. Please go there.
对，所以弟兄姊妹，三年了。
Brothers and sisters, for 3 years.
三年使徒保罗在那边昼夜流泪，从一家到一家劝告他们。
And for a space of 3 years, day and night, house by house with tears that Paul admonished them.
奇妙的事情是他们接受了。
But what's wonderful is it was acceptable to the Ephesians.
三年之久。
3 years.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么？这是起初的爱。
Brothers and sisters, what is this? This is first love.
这是使徒保罗对以弗所弟兄姊妹的爱。
This is the love Paul has for the Ephesians.
这也是以弗所的弟兄姊妹对神对使徒保罗的爱。
This is also the love of the Ephesians to the Apostle Paul and towards God.
所以你要说 什么是起初的工作呢？我觉得因为圣经没有明说，我觉得起初的工作就是对神的爱的一个反应。
So the scriptures did not clearly expound to us what are these first works, but I believe these first works are the response, the reflection of our first love to God.
所以当使徒告诉我们神一切的旨意，我们心里能够接受。
So when the Apostle Paul tells us all the counsel of God, we're able and willing to accept it.
所以我们有一个 humble, humility, 我们可以 humble enough, 我们可以谦卑下来接受。
We have such humility that we are humble enough to accept this.
那对神，对使徒保罗所带来神的爱，我们里头可以反应。三年，我们欢迎使徒保罗在我们的中间。
So for a space of 3 years, the Apostle Paul, in the first love to the Ephesians were willing and wholeheartedly accept this, in their midst.
所以从写以弗所书到那个启示录的时候，中间差不多30年。
So from the writing of the Epistle to Ephesians to the book of Revelation is about a space of 30 years.
那我们主耶稣，升天的主耶稣看到跟以弗所 的弟兄们说，他说啊，当初那个爱啊，你们失去了。
Now the ascended Lord, when he looks upon the Ephesians, he tells them, you have left your first love.
你现在有一切的教训，你现在有一切的工作，可是里面火没有了。
You have all these works, you have much teaching, but yet within you, there's no more zeal, no fire.
对。所以弟兄姊妹，这个是以弗所的情形。
Our brothers and sisters, this is the condition at Ephesus.
那很奇妙的是，有另外一个教会不一样。
What's wonderful is there is another church that is different.
这个火呀，在那个 church 里面，神可以看到。
This fire, this zeal within, the God is able to see at this other church.
对。我们的主耶稣可以在腓拉铁腓看到这弟兄姊妹对他的一个 real, 一个 zeal, 一个寻求。
Our Lord Jesus was able to see the brethren in Philadelphia, their zeal, how real they are, their seeking before the Lord.
当我们主耶稣跟腓拉铁腓的弟兄姊妹说的时候，他第一句话的介绍自己。
And when our Lord Jesus spoke to the church in Philadelphia, the first word he used to introduce himself.
这个是在启示录第三章。
This is in Revelation chapter 3.
第三章第七节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 7.
就那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙开了就没人能关，关了就没人能开的说。
This is the introduction of the Lord to the Philadelphians. These things that he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth.
什么叫大卫的钥匙呢？大卫的钥匙是因为从古时候就是这样，神把他的宝座，神让大卫永远坐在他的宝座上。
What is the key of David? The key of David in the times past that he has established David on the throne and God has established his throne forever.
当然我们知道大卫70岁就死了。
Of course we know that David died when he was 70.
那什么叫做大卫永远坐在他的宝座上呢？
And what does that mean? That David is always established on his throne.
当神的儿子来，耶稣来，他就永远在那个宝座上。
And when the son of David, when our Lord Jesus came, the son came, he is on the throne forevermore.
对，所以感谢主，这个所以主说，他说大卫的钥匙在我手上。
We thank the Lord, he says, introduce himself as the key of David, I have the key of David.
可是主耶稣跟那个腓拉铁腓的弟兄们说，他说我是那圣洁真实的。
And our Lord Jesus also introduces himself to the Philadelphians, he that is holy, he that is true.
他是那一位真实的。
Because he is true.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们回头看神的义的时候， 我们在旧约里面看神的意思说，最打动这些圣徒们的心的就是神是真实的，神从来不说谎。
So when we look at the fact that he is true, we see the saints in the past, when they reflect upon God, what impacts them the most is that God is true, and he is a faithful God. There is no lies, no deceit with him.
所以这里当主耶稣来自我介绍给、给这个腓拉铁菲的、弟兄姊妹们的时候，他说我是那一位 true, 我是那一位真实的。
So when the Lord Jesus comes to introduce himself to the church in Philadelphia, he refers to himself as he that is true.
那开了没有就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开，这个是告诉我们他的权柄，他在教会中间的权柄。
He that openeth, no man can shut, and he that shutteth, no man can open. This refers to the absolute authority which he has in the church.
那主耶稣跟他们腓拉铁菲的教会，然后说到第八节、第九节、第十节。
So then the Lord continues to share with them verses 8, 9, and 10.
第八节，我知道你的行为，你越有一点力量，也存遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。
Verse 8,
看哪，我在你面前摆了开，给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
Verse 8 says, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name.
所以这句话呢，是说到，对我来说，说到，我们没有太多时间了哈，有两件事情很要紧，在第八节里面。
We don't have too much time, but for me, I'd like to share two points on this matter in verse 8.
第一个是你略有一点力量。
The first being that you, while you have a little strength.
所以很简单来看，弟兄姊妹，这个腓拉铁菲教会不是一个 mega church.
Now, brothers and sisters, simply put, the church in Philadelphia is not, as we know, a mega church.
那也不是在社会上很有影响力的这样一个像我们这样的一个所谓的教会。
And so it would not be like a so-called church in the society where it's great and very impactful in as far as the world is concerned.
对，那这个腓拉铁菲呢是略有一点力量。
While you have a little strength.
那可能就像 San Bruno, 可能就像 PCIC, 可能就像 Alhambra, 可能像东湾，可能就像我们这样，没有 ，it's not a mega church.
So perhaps it might be someone like us, whether it be in San Bruno, PCIC, in Alhambra, in the East Bay, it's very little, not a mega church.
是 ，OK. 那然后呢？他说呢，我给你们了一个敞开的门。
And he says, I give you an open door.
这个我想要弟兄姊妹好好想一想。
Now, brothers and sisters, give good thought to this phrase.
对，第九节呢？他是这么说，第九节他说，那有一个撒旦议会的人自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎的。
Verse 9,
我要使他们来在你们的脚前下拜、使他们知道我已经爱你了。
Verse 9 continues to say, Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie.Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee.
我想这第九节呢，我们等会好花一点时间要来看这个第。可是第九节你仔细看，它基本上说了三件事。
We'll spend some time in verse 9 here. There basically is speaking about three matters here in verse 9.
第一个呢，是有这个撒旦议会的人。
So first it says, them of the synagogue of Satan.
那第二个呢，他说这个撒旦议会的人呢，我要叫他们来在你们的脚前下拜。
The second point is that the Lord will make them to come and worship before thy feet.
那第三呢，他说不但这样，他说我也要告诉他们一件事，就是我已经爱你们了。
And thirdly, not only these things, but to make them know that I have loved thee.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们等等回头来看这一句。
Okay, we'll come back to these three points.
Yeah. 那然后第十节呢，他说你遵守了我忍耐的道，我在普天下受试炼的时候， 保守你免去你的试炼。
Verse 10 says, Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation.
对，那这一句话里面呢，有两件事，一件事叫做试炼。
So two points here. One, it is this temptation, hour of temptation.
那可是更要紧的呢，它是我们中文叫做我忍耐的道。
What is more important is in the Chinese translation, it is the word of my patience.
感谢主，我们弟兄翻译的真好，我们他的英文那个版本真好。你知道吗？这个忍不是说我的道，那个道是关于忍耐，而是说有一个道，这个道是关于我的忍耐。
And so the English translation puts it very well. It is a word, but not only my word, but this word is concerning patience, but not only patience, it is the word of my patience.
所以最要紧的一个 idea 是我的忍耐。
So the importance of this idea is concerning, the Lord says, my patience.
是说这个腓拉铁腓的弟兄姊妹，他们能够认同我的忍耐。
In other words, then, the Lord is asking for the Philadelphians to acknowledge, to identify with the Lord's patience.
那哦，我们弟兄说他 ask them, 其实不是，他是说你既然已经 identify 我 with 我的忍耐。
So the Lord is not asking them, but the Lord is actually telling them that they have already kept, they have kept, the word of his patience.
对。这是一个事实，在他们中间的一个事实，他们和主的忍耐是认同的。
So it is already a fact that they have identified themselves with the word of his patience.
换句话说，就是说主耶稣的忍耐，主耶稣的十字架，他们跟着一起走了，而且心里很高兴。
In other words,The Lord's patience, the cross, they have kept, and they have walked on it, and they have joyfully have endured it.
所以感谢主，你第八、第九、第十节啊，就是腓拉铁腓教会。那么咱们主耶稣眼睛看到他们教会弟兄姊妹的特点。
And so, for the church in Philadelphia, in the sight of the Lord Jesus, these are the unique points which he sees upon them.
好了，那然后我们主耶稣就心里实在是很喜悦。
And so there is much joy and pleasure in the heart of our Lord Jesus.
那他说呀，我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得别人夺去你的冠冕。
He continues to say, Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown.
什么意思呢？主耶稣说，他说你们已经有一个冠冕。
What does that mean? This means that the Lord Jesus tells them, you already have a crown.
是，主耶稣说，你们已经走在这个路上。
You have already gone on this path.
呀，你已经显明了我的荣耀。
You have manifested my glory.
所以，神已经把一个冠冕送给你了。
God has already given you a crown.
那第十二节。
Verse
12. 对，十二节，得胜的，什么叫得胜呢？就是说，你往下的路上，你得胜的话，啊，我要叫这个人呢、啊，就是叫这个那个得胜的那个人呐、啊，那个弟兄啊，在我的神殿中做柱子，他也必不从那里出来。我又要将神的名和我神城的名，并我的新名。都写在他的上面。
Verse 12 says, He that overcometh, what does it mean that he that overcometh? It means to the one who overcomes, continues to overcome, and overcomes ahead. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name.
感谢主，我们昨天我们亲爱的弟兄已经告诉我们的柱子是怎么回事。
We thank and praise our God. Our brother shared with us concerning this matter of making us a pillar.
柱子就是神认为它是一个见证，
And the pillar our brother shared with us is this pillar means that God accepts that as the testimony.
柱子是别人都看得见的。
A pillar is seen by others.
是这个人他可以做我的见证。
And this person is fit to be my testimony.
那什么叫做他我要把他的把几个名字写在他的额头上。
Now, what does this mean? He says, I will write my name upon them, upon their forehead.
就是说这个人走出去这个人给神看见给我看见给一切的人看见
Now,
这个字在他的头上都是真的。
And so, when we have the name on our forehead, when we are seen by others, God sees us, others see us, and it is true.
神的名在他的额头上。
That the name of God is on his forehead.
那表示说他是跟随神的神心中是喜悦他的。
To identify the fact that this person is one who follows God and God is pleased with him.
那神的城的名字耶路撒冷的名字圣城耶路撒冷的名字写在他的头上。
And the name of the new city, the new Jerusalem of my God is on his forehead.
是什么意思呢就是别人看见这个人别人就知道他是可以代表耶路撒冷里面该有的光景。
Well, what does this mean? This means when other person sees him, that he has the condition that is displayed in Jerusalem. He has the condition that ought to be displayed in Jerusalem.
这城是原来是神的城。
Because this city is the city of God.
但是神看见他，神觉得他可以代表这个城里面应该有的光景。
And when God sees such a one with the name on their forehead, God acknowledges him to have the condition that this city manifests.
那世人看见他的时候，世人就好像看见了这耶路撒冷该有的光景在他身上。
When others see such a one, sees the condition that ought to be shown in the New Jerusalem, the city of God.
那么什么叫做我的新名呢？我的新名写在上面呢。
What is my new name? My new name shall be written upon him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我说实话，我不大知道主耶稣说的他的新名 exactly 是什么。
I don't know exactly what our Lord is referring to when he says from my God and my new name.
可是我相信主耶稣的新名是代表他在神心意中，在我们人看之中。从永远到永远。
I feel that the new name of our Lord upon us, when we see it, then it just reflects the fact that he is from everlasting to everlasting.
那么这一位人，这个人，他头上有主耶稣的新名。
And so this such a one has the new name of our Lord Jesus on his forehead.
所以说，主耶稣心中是喜悦他的。
In other words,in the heart of the Lord Jesus, he is pleased with such a one.
那主耶稣说你可以代表我。
And the Lord Jesus says, you can represent me.
好了，那么第十一节是腓拉铁腓弟兄姊妹今天的光景。
And so, verse 11 is the condition of the church in Philadelphia.
因为主说我已经冠冕已经给你了。
Because the Lord Jesus said, I have already given you a crown.
这是可是主耶稣说说我必快来往下的日子你要继续得胜。
And the Lord Jesus tells them, I will come quickly on the days ahead before you continue to overcome.
对从十二节开始他说你要继续得胜。
And starting with verse 12, he says, he that overcometh, continue to overcome.
做我的见证。
To be my testimony.
在神的殿中做柱子。
To be a pillar in the house of my God.
让神的名字神城的名字和我的新名写在你的头上。
So that the name of the city of my God and my new name shall be written on your forehead.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹你看这个我们的主耶稣他看到这么样一群弟兄姊妹他心里多么的欢喜。
So dear brothers and sisters, when our Lord Jesus sees such a group of brothers and sisters, he is so pleased in his heart.
所以 这一群腓立铁腓弟兄姊妹，他们温暖了神的心， warm the heart of God.
So brothers and sisters, we can see how the church in Philadelphia, this group of brothers and sisters, warms the heart of God.
那他们实际上他们是有耶稣的见证。
Because in fact, they do have the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
好，弟兄姊妹，那我们回头来看，到底主耶稣看见了他们的什么？
So now we will go back and see exactly what it is that the Lord sees in them.
那第八节呢，主耶稣说，我给你们开了一个敞开的门。
So in verse 8, the Lord says that I have given you an open door.
那在这个以前呢，他说你遵守了我的道，没有弃绝我的名。
And before this, the Lord says that you have kept my word and has not denied my name.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，遵守我的道啊，可以是形式上的，也可以是从内心的。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we say have kept my word, it can just be a formality or it can be from within our heart.
你可以做的都对，可是里面没有火。Lost the first love.
Perhaps all that is done externally is correct, but within we have lost the first love.
但是这一群腓立铁腓弟兄姊妹，当他们遵守主的道的时候，它里面有一个 fire， 它里面有一个起初的爱。
Yet, brothers and sisters, when we see the church in Philadelphia that they have kept his word, it was not a formality, but there was the love, the first love within, there's the fire.
你怎么知道呢？因为主耶稣说，一个冠冕已经给你们了。
How do we know that? Because the Lord Jesus says to them, I have already given you a crown.
我们主不是看外表，我们主是看内心的。
For our Lord does not look on appearance, but he looks in within our heart.
所以以弗所教会所失去的腓立铁腓教会存留了。
So what was lost by the church of Ephesus, the church in Philadelphia has kept.
那起初的爱，那起初的火。
That first love, that fire, zeal within.
那没有弃绝他的名也是一样。
It is the same when the Lord says, you have not denied my name.
我们可以说，主啊，我们从来没有去弃绝你的名，可是主可以说我不认识你。
Perhaps we will say to the Lord, Lord, I have never denied your name, but the Lord would respond to some says, I have not known you.
那主，因为主所看的是我们的内心，不是看了我们口里所说的。
Because the Lord looks in our heart, not what we express verbally.
那个起初的爱，那个 fire have to be there.
So that first love, that fire must be there.
那当主说敞开的门什么意思呢？
When the Lord says an open door, what does that mean?
我已经给了你们一个敞开的门。
I have set before thee an open door.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们常常以前我以前读这个的时候，也听到大家说的时候，常常觉得这个敞开的门就是要敞开的门传福音啊。
So I've read this before and heard many share on this. Well, this open door is an open door to the gospel, to preach the gospel.
可是弟兄姊妹，启示录七个教会主的负担，还说实话还不是在福音，主的负担是他自己的教会。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we were to look at the churches in Revelation, when the Lord's focus, his emphasis is not merely on the gospel, he is focused on the church, his church.
对，这七个教会都要成为我的灯台。
Because these seven churches are to be my lampstand.
要有耶稣的见证。
And they must have the testimony of Jesus.
所以这里到底我们主说敞开的门什么意思？
So when the Lord says an open door, what is he referring to?
我记得马太福音第十六章，主说跟他的门徒们说，在这磐石上要建造我的教会，阴间的门不能胜过它。
I recall the words our Lord Jesus says to his disciples in Matthew chapter 16, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，你在地上捆绑着，天上也要捆绑，你在地上释放的，天上也要释放。
And I shall give you the keys of heaven, and what you shall bound on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and what you lose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
我相信这个敞开的门就是这个天国的钥匙，这往天的。
So I believe this open door is the keys to heaven, this open heaven, to us.
所以这个敞开的门，我相信是有两个意思，一个是对天的，一个是对四周围的世界。
So I believe this open door is referring to two aspects. One is the open heaven to us, and also that's open to us on earth around us.
对，那我们刚才读的，你在地上捆绑，在天上捆绑，你在地上释放，天上释放。
So what I refer to in Matthew 16 is what you have loosed on earth shall have already been loosed in heaven, or what is bound on earth should have already been bound on in heaven.
在这里呢，我们中文和我们刚刚弟兄所读的英文呢，有一个很重要的差别。
Now what is translated in the Chinese and what is translated in the English, there's a great difference.
在我们中文是这样说，你在地上捆绑，天上也捆绑。好像天上听地下的。
In the Chinese translation, it seems as if what is bound or loosed on earth will be bound or loosed in heaven. It seems like heaven is directed by earth.
对，你在地上释放了，然后天上也释放了，好像天上听地下的。
So what you have set free on earth, then the heaven will also set free. It seems like the direction comes from earth.
可是英文里面至少有两个版本，一个是 New American Standard， 一个是 YLT， Young 是 Linear Translation， 都是这么讲的。What you have bound on earth shall have been bound in heaven.
So there are a few translations that tells us what is bound on earth shall have been bound in heaven, already bound. So some translations like the New American Standard and the Young's Literal Translation.
什么意思呢？就是说我们在地上捆绑，结果你突然发觉天上已经把它捆绑了。
And so what does that mean? That literally means, for example, if we agree on earth that it should be bound, we look up and see, oh, that has already been bound in heaven.
有一天我们发觉我们教会中间有一点问题，实在是不对。但是你回头一看，神早就是这么样告诉我们了，我就是不知道就是。
If we discover perhaps, oh, there's a problem in the church, and then we say, this is wrong, but we looked up in heaven, God already told us long ago, we just haven't discovered it yet.
当我们在地上看见一个事情我们该做的，这位弟兄这位姊妹他好有苦行，我们好久没有注意了，但是我们回往上一看，神已经告诉我们，我们要爱这位姊妹，爱这个弟兄。
There's a brother and sister in need that they in sorrow that we need to love them. We did not realize, but when we look up and reflect and see in heaven, God already told us we need to love this brother and this sister.
所以就在你们地上要捆绑着，在天上已经捆绑了 shall have been
what we bound on is already bound in heaven shall have been bound in heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫敞开？什么叫做敞开的门？敞开的门就是对天敞开。我们教会知道神的意思是什么。
My brothers and sisters, what is this open door? This open door is to know the will in heaven.That we will discover and agree and find out what is the will in heaven.
还有那另外一个一个 aspect 就是我们昨天看到以赛亚书第62章，那以赛亚说他这位基督来啊，他呢是要叫神叫耶路撒冷的公义和耶路撒冷的救恩像光一样让四围的人看见。
And so this other aspect then on earth is that we have to, as it says in Isaiah 62, when he has come as his salvation, his brightness will be seen and displayed to all nations and all kings, those around us.
所以我们四周围我们的同事，我们家里的人，四周围街上走的人，他们要因为我们教会的关系，他们看见神的公义，他们看见神的救恩。
So all those around us, our family, our colleagues, those we run into on the streets, when they see us, the righteousness of God, the glory of God is seen, they can see the salvation of God.
感谢主，所以说敞开的门 是要叫我们把福音带给别人是没错的。
So brothers and sisters, when we consider that the open doors to share the gospel with others and bring the gospel to them, that is correct.
所以一面敞开的门是对着天，一面敞开的门是对着我们四周的人。
Now, so this open door on the one aspect is toward heaven, and this open door on the other aspect is to on earth to those around us.
我们最近祷告聚会常常为在医院里面做事的医生、护士、清扫的人常常为他们祷告。
And oftentimes, in our church, prayer meeting, we pray often for those who are in the first line, in the hospitals, the doctors, nurses, those who are in the, janitorial crew, the first line brethren, those in the first line.
还有帮我们 deliver food, deliver 邮差，他们碰到的，他们真是苦啊，现在。
And those on the first line, even those who are the postmen, the mail carriers, or those who deliver food, they are out and about, and they are in sorrow in a difficult situation.
但是我们求主可以让他们可以看见神的教会是神的公义和神的救恩发光的地方。
They would be able to encounter the church, a place where the brightness of God, the righteousness of God, the salvation of God can be seen.
好了，第九节是说到撒旦议会的人。
Verse 9 in Revelation chapter 3 tells us about those of the synagogue of Satan.
但是撒旦议会的人呢，说是犹太人，其实是假的。
Who say they are Jews but are not, they are false.
他们是撒旦议会的人是说谎言的。
And they do lie.
我们主耶稣说过，撒旦呢是说谎的，而且是说谎的人的父亲。
And our Lord Jesus called Satan a liar and the father of lies.
所以这一章里面讲到撒旦议会，就是说这一群人是说谎。
And so when it's about those of the synagogue of Satan, it refers to them as liars.
那然后呢，他也说呢，他们是不是真犹太人是假的。
And it also says they call themselves Jews, but are not.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫真以色列人？
So brothers and sisters, we know it tells us what is a true Israelite.
真以色列人，约翰福音第一章末了，讲到有个人叫做拿但业。
So in the gospel according to John, in the end of chapter 1, it tells us of this individual, Nathanael.
那主耶稣说，拿但业，你在无患果树底下我就看见你了。
And the Lord Jesus says to Nathanael, I have seen you while you were under the fig tree.
你是一个真以色列人，在你的里面没有诡诈。
And the Lord Jesus refers to him as a true Israelite, that within you there is no guile, no deceit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，以色列是神的代表，是神的长子。
Brothers and sisters, Israel is the representative of God, His firstborn.
最要紧的 character 是诚实，没有 guile, 没有诡诈。
What is the most important character is there is no guile, no deceit.
对，所以主耶稣说拿但业啊，他说你的心里没有诡诈，你是一个真以色列人。
And so,The Lord Jesus calls Nathanael true Israel, that there is no guile, no deceit in him.
那几句话以后，主耶稣说，他说你呀，要看见天开了，神的儿子上去下来，在这梯子上。
And the Lord
Jesus, 这个天使上下在人子的身上。
And the Lord continues to expound and says, then shortly after you shall see the heavens open.And a ladder and the angels coming and ascending and descending upon this ladder, the Son of Man.
所以天是为谁而开的，弟兄姊妹？
So brothers and sisters, who is this heaven open for?
天是为那些心里没有诡诈的人开的。
The heaven is open for the hearts of those where there is no guile, no deceit.
如果说我们心里面有诡诈，天是关闭的。
In other words, brothers and sisters, if there's guile and deceit found in us, the heavens will be closed to us.
大卫犯了罪以后，大卫心里面不服气， 天就关了，关了九个月。
And when David was not willing to submit wholeheartedly, the heavens shut for 9 months.
那个拿但业里头没有诡诈。
And in Nathaniel there was found no guile.
天是向他敞开。
And the heaven is open to him.
所以你回头来看这个撒旦议会。
So when we reflect on the synagogue of Satan.
弟兄姊妹，我们心里面不能有诡诈。
Brothers and sisters, there cannot be found any guile within our hearts.
在有一个另外一个教会叫做 Pergamos, 约加摩。
There is another church in Revelation, it's the Pergamos, Pergamum.
对，这个约加摩教会呢，有撒旦的座位在里面。
And there is even the seat of Satan there.
那有撒旦的座位呢，它里头就有巴兰的教训。
And when there is the seat of Satan there, there is also the teaching of Balaam.
那有尼格拉党的教训。
And there is also the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
什么叫做，对，所以弟兄姊妹，巴兰的教训是他跟巴勒联合了，巴勒是世间的君王，巴兰跟巴勒联合了。
So brothers and sisters, the doctrine of Balaam and the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, in other words, then their teachings emerged and they are united with Balaam, the kings of this world.
对，那尼格拉党的教训什么意思呢？就是我们一般人呢，不要侍奉神，两三个人侍奉神就够了。
So what is the teaching of the Nicolaitans? They are like the clergy. We don't need to serve God. Only two or three to serve God, and that is enough.
所以耶稣说，撒旦议会的人要在教会的面前下拜。
And the Lord Jesus says to the Philadelphians in chapter 3 that I will make them to come and worship before thy feet.
圣经里面什么时候说过，别人可以要在教会的面前下拜。
And when did the scriptures refer to this fact that others will come and worship at the feet of the church?
这个是就是在我们昨天读过的，在以赛亚书第60章第14、15节。
And we have read that previously in Isaiah chapter 60, verses 14 and 15.
这位神的仆人来。
The servant of God has come.
那些以前藐视耶路撒冷的人。
And
现在他们的儿女要在耶路撒冷面前下拜。
And those who have despised, scoffed at Jerusalem previously, them and their descendants shall come down to worship at the feet of Jerusalem.
为什么呢？因为这位神的仆人来到耶路撒冷。
That is because the servant of God has come now to Jerusalem.
那耶路撒冷的百姓接受他。
And the people of Jerusalem receives him.
耶路撒冷的百姓让这位神的仆人做他们的生命。
And the people of Jerusalem allow for the servant of God to be their life.
那这位神的仆人在他们里面做他们的生命，叫他们成为一个永远的荣华，累代的喜乐。
And when the people allow for the servant of God to be their life, they will be made an eternal excellence and the joy through all generations.
永远的荣华，说到我们一个荣耀的像的一个情形。
And this eternal excellence speaks of our condition of being eternal.
那这个历代的喜乐说到不但是你，你的儿女，你的孙儿孙女，你的后代。
And so this a joy from generation to generation through all the ages, not only you, but your son, your grandchildren, your descendants.
这个荣耀的生命，这个可喜悦的生命，让人喜乐的生命，是一代一代一代传下去。
So this life, which is good and acceptable and pleasing, will be passed on from generation to generation.
这个是我们主耶稣在这里所说的。
And so this is what our Lord Jesus is saying here.
有个永远的荣华，一个累代的喜乐。
It is an eternal excellence and a joy through all ages.
这个是撒旦拿不去的。
This is something Satan cannot take away.
基督在宝座上。
Christ is on the throne.
基督在腓拉铁菲教会的宝座上。
And he is on the throne of the church in Philadelphia.
基督在将来的耶路撒冷的宝座上。
And Christ is on the New Jerusalem to come. He is on the throne.
撒旦只有跪拜。
And Satan can only bow and worship.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是我们主说的。
Brothers and sisters, this is what our Lord said.
那主耶稣再说，他说我要让他们知道我已经爱你了。
And the Lord Jesus continues to say, I will make them to know that I have loved thee.
弟兄姊妹，主爱你，主爱我有什么稀奇？
Brothers and sisters, what amazement is there that God have loved us?
对不对？主说，他说神爱世人。
He says that God so loved the world.
那这里，那所有的世人都爱，那有什么稀奇呢？但是主说，我爱我的教会。
And so if the Lord, if God says so, he so loved the world. So what amazement, what wonder is there when he says he has loved the church?
对，但是主说，他说，当主耶稣说，他说，基督爱教会，你想到什么？
And so when the Lord says in Ephesians that God loved, Christ loved the church, what would we think of?
基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Christ loved the church and gave himself for her.
好让教会没有斑点，没有皱纹。
To make the church without spots or wrinkles.
好让教会成为是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
So that the church can be holy without blemish.
好让教会可以成为一个荣耀的教会，可以献给他自己。
To make the church a glorious church, to present himself a church, a glorious church.
我相信当主耶稣跟跟那个撒旦说，他说我已经爱了腓拉铁菲的教会，主是什么意思？
When the Lord Jesus says to make them to Satan, to the synagogue Satan, to make them to know that I have loved thee, what does that mean?
主耶稣说，我已经在这些弟兄姊妹的身上看到荣耀教会的影子。
Our Lord Jesus is saying that from this group of brothers and sisters, I already saw this type, the shadow of that glorious church.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看到没有？腓拉铁菲是神，是主耶稣心中所爱的。
So brothers and sisters, do we see this? The church in Philadelphia is the church whom delights the heart of God, whom the Lord Jesus has loved.
为什么？因为他们的路走对了。
Why? Because they have gone on the right way.
为什么？因为他们的方向对了。
Because the direction is right.
为什么？是因为他们心里有爱，他们心里有火。
Why? Because in their heart there is love, there is the fire.
为什么？因为他们觉得基督是在宝座上。
Why? Because they enthroned, they see Christ on the throne.
是我们跟撒旦没有关系。
They declare they have nothing to do with Satan.
我们跟世界也没有关系。
They have nothing to do with this world.
基督是一切，又在一切之内。
And you see that Christ is all and in all.
弟兄姊妹，我们有的时候觉得有这么说法，说这是不可能的。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we feel and we say that, oh, this is just impossible.
我们说这是一个童话。
We say this is a fairy tale.
那我们说这是一个将来预言里面才有的事情。
And we say this is only in prophecy, it's prophetic.
但是主耶稣告诉我们2000年以前，在腓拉铁菲就已经有这么样一个地方，有这么样一群弟兄姊妹，他们是我的见证。
But the Lord Jesus tells us, even 2000 years ago, there is such a thing, there is such a testimony, and he found it, he saw it in the church in Philadelphia.
他们是胜而又胜。
And they have overcome and continue to overcome.
他们已经有了一个冠冕。
They have a crown.
他们还要继续得胜。
And they will continue to overcome.
他们要在我的殿中做柱子。
And they shall be a pillar in my temple.
我的神的名写在他们的额上。
And the name of my God shall be on their head.
教会的名字，耶路撒冷的名字，写在他们的头上。
The name of the church, the name of the New Jerusalem shall be written on their forehead.
我那永远的名字写在他们的头上。
My eternal name shall be written upon them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
这个是 San Bruno,
This is San Bruno.
这个是 San Francisco.
This is San Francisco.
这个是 PCIC.
This is PCIC.
这个是 Sacramento.
This is Sacramento.
这个是东湾。
This is the East Bay.
这是 Alhambra.
This is Alhambra.
这是 Richmond.
This is Richmond.
我们感谢我们的主。
Thank our Lord.
在我们不可能。
With us, it is impossible.
在他没有难成的事。
With him, all things are possible.
这个感谢主，这个是在世历来圣徒爱主的人美丽的脚踪。
We praise and thank the Lord. It is the experience, the testimony of all those throughout the ages who love the Lord.
每一次我想到我们中间年长的弟兄们。
And each time I consider the elderly saints before us.
想到王弟兄。
I think of Brother Wong.
想到 Lance.
I think of Brother Lance.
想到 Christian.
Brother Christian.
想到更早的时候 T. Austin Sparks.
And even before us, T. Austin Sparks.
我想到我们今天还跟我们在一起的江弟兄。
I consider our Brother Kong who is still with us today.
你们若是问他
If you ask,
神都是对的吗？他一定跟你说神是对的。
If we ask him, do you know that God is right? I'm sure he will say God is always right.
你若是问他，耶路撒冷是永远将来的事情吗？还是耶路撒冷是神要我们今天所成就的？我想他们一定说，这是前人的脚踪，今天也应该是我们的脚踪。
If you were to ask him, is Jerusalem a thing in the future or now? And I'm sure he will answer that Jerusalem is the path of the saints before us, and this also should be our path today.
Let's pray. 主啊，我们心感谢你。主啊，你，我们每次想起来，好像你有永远说不尽的话。
Lord, our hearts praise and thank thee. It seems as if thou has everlasting eternal words for us.
主啊，我们求你，你自己的 burden, 你自己的负担，你自己对我们的盼望，主啊，我们可以跟着上来。
Lord, we do pray that thy burden, thy heart, thy desire for us, we would be able to follow on.
主啊，是的，在人不成，在你没有难成的事。
With man, it is impossible. With thee, all things are possible.
主啊，这是真的，我们感谢你。
Lord, this is true, and we thank thee for it.
谢谢你给我们的恩典，也谢谢你给我们的怜悯。
Thank you for thy grace and thy mercy.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.